BBC News with Rosemary Crick. The Trump administration says it is planning a ban on bump stocks, the devices that can modify semi-automatic rifles to fire like machine guns. The move came as hundreds of thousands of people prepare to take part in marches across the US, calling for tighter gun controls. Thousands of independence supporters in Catalonia have clashed with police as they protested against the decision of a Supreme Court judge to prosecute 25 Catalan leaders for rebellion, embezzlement or disobeying the state. Five of the leaders have been detained. Chinese state media say the US and China have agreed to continue dialogue on trade issues amid heightened fears of a trade war. China says its Vice Premier Liu He has spoken over the phone with US Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin. North Korea has agreed to meet a delegation from the South for high-level talks next week. Both Seoul and Pyongyang will send three senior officials to the border truce village of Panmunjom on March the 29th for talks paving the way for a summit. The policeman who swapped himself for a hostage during an attack on a supermarket in southern France on Friday has died. Lieutenant Colonel Arnaud Beltram was shot several times by the gunman, who claimed to be carrying out the attack in the town of Treb on behalf of Islamic State. In Britain, the London office has been raided of a firm alleged to have harvested vast amounts of data from Facebook users to influence political campaigns. Enforcement officers for the Information Commissioner spent nearly 7 hours on Cambridge Analytica's premises. The company denies any wrongdoing. Winter sea ice cover in the Arctic Ocean has been recorded at its second lowest level since records began nearly 40 years ago. New figures reveal that there was about 1 million square kilometres less ice covering the ocean during the northern winter, an area about the size of Egypt. BBC News.